Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Grabarkiewicz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Gallagher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Monday moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Monday scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from May and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from May and he is safe. Cardenal steals third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Grabarkiewicz reaches second base with a double. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grabarkiewicz moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Madlock moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Madlock scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to third. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Griffin scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Watson moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Watson scores. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Rader reaches second base with a double. May scores. May goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Astros. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grabarkiewicz strikes out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonham hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Griffin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3. Astros. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Grabarkiewicz fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grabarkiewicz takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Chris Ward pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Mike Cosgrove now pitching. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Chris Ward. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Bill Bunham. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bert Hooten now pitching. George Mitterwald now catching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Cosgrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosgrove takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. Cosgrove moves to second. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Monday reaches second base with a double. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. May moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May scores. May moves to third. Gallagher moves to second. It's 6-3, Astros. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Tommy Helms. Mike Cosgrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosgrove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cosgrove hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Grabarkiewicz fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Milburn now playing second base. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher who is chasing the ball. Thornton reaches third base with a triple. Cardinal goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Astros. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grabarkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornton scores. One out. It's 6-5, Astros. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Bert Hooton. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a line drive into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 5. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Freiling now pitching. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-4 in the game. Gross hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Munday hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Ken Forge now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Madlock bunts towards the mound. Forge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kessinger scores. Williams moves to third. It's Cubs, 6, Astros, 6. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freiling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grabarkiewicz is called out on strikes. One out. Matt Alexander pinch hits for Ken Freiling. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to third. Fred Sherman now pitching. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Matt Alexander now playing center field. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cesar Cedeno pinch hits for Larry Milburn. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Campbell now playing second base. Jim York now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 5 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 5 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grabarkiewicz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. York fields it and throws to first for the out. Grabarkiewicz moves to second. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wilbur Howard pinch runs for Lee May. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Howard moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kessinger fields it and tags Howard, for the out. May moves to second. One out. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks, Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Rader moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.